The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Garrett Wilson, is he the next breakout rookie wide receiver? We're about to break down what you need to know about him going to the Jets right now on the Razzball Fantasy Podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Razzball Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bobby LaMarco. We're here to discuss one of the top guys. We basically buried this guy for weeks, not getting to him, but we're going to get to Garrett Wilson, a top 10 wide receiver drafted in the NFL draft, going to the New York Jets today on the show. I got two great guests, not even guests, my co-hosts for today, Sky Gawasco and Docky T, jumping on in just a second. Before I do, if you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe to YouTube, folks, at Razzball Fantasy. We're not going to stop. We're dropping videos almost every day from NFL draft to fantasy football. We're going to have a bunch of ADP content coming in the month of June. But make sure you're also following us on TikTok and IG at Razzball Fantasy. If you're on Periscope, make sure you follow us at Razzball on Twitter. And finally, make sure you go to Razzball.com for all the greatest and the latest fantasy sports updates you need to know for hockey, basketball, baseball, and football. Without further ado, I'm going to choose my co-host today. First one is Sky Gawasco, at Sky Gawasco. You can find him on Twitter. Sky, what's going on, buddy?
Very happy to be back, man. That intro always gets me hyped. I'm sitting backstage, like, duking the punches, man, ready to go. Stoked to be back on the Razzball. And Garrett Wilson, man, this kid's amazing. I'm excited to talk about him.
Love it, love it, love it. My next co-host, of course, is Donkey Teeth. You can find him on Twitter, at DonkeyTeeth87. DT, what's going on, Capitone?
Yo, what's happening, guys? It's good to be on the show to talk about a non-quarterback in the worst quarterback class.
Right? What are
we doing? We got there. We got there.
Oh, man. I was pulled. I should have went with Desmond Ritter, like a 180 on us.
Oh, right, hey, there. Give me a Brock Purdy for my 49ers, Mr. Irrelevant this year. I can go all day on Brock Purdy.
God bless you, whatever that means, Brock Purdy. Anyway, we're going to be talking about Garrett Wilson, probably one of the biggest draft picks of this entire draft. We buried the lead long enough, so let's talk about Doherty today. I feel like I'm giving you the first shot today. Let's talk a little bit about what you found out about Garrett Wilson and his fit with the New York Jets.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of Garrett Wilson, the player. You know, as we talked about on the first two shows that I was on, the situation is very important for these guys, quarterback especially, like the first two guys. But, you know, receivers are attached to the quarterback in the system, and the coaching staff obviously as well. And not crazy about this landing spot in New York. But the player, I love the player. So it's kind of one of those split decision here for me, making up my mind on Garrett Wilson, because he looks awesome. I mean, I watched quite a bit of Garrett Wilson, and it's going to sound a little bit crazy here, but he reminds me a lot of Antonio Brown when I watch the highlights of Garrett Wilson. It's not really fair to compare anybody to Antonio Brown, you know, possibly the greatest receiver of a generation. But, yeah, maybe Deontay Johnson's a better, you know, a little bit of a step down. He hasn't become a Hall of Famer yet. But that's kind of what I see as the upside here for Garrett Wilson, really fast. There's a little bit of things that left to be desired in his the way he catches the ball. You see him, he kind of like – has this habit of grabbing the ball and just holding it out there. In the NFL, you know, the NFL quarterbacks are going to take advantage of that and swat it away a lot. So, you know, there were some little things that he could improve on, but man, he's electric. I love the player. Don't love the landing spot. I was big on Elijah Moore last year as well. And we saw how that worked out with Zach Wilson. He was better with Joe Flacco, coincidentally. Yeah. You know, maybe Zach Wilson takes a step forward and, they can develop some chemistry here. But that's my main concern is the landing spot. I love the player, though.
Yeah, speaking of those player comps, you just brought up Antonio Brown. Now, listen, according to Player Profile, they have him linked to players like Jerry Jeudy, Jeremy Maclin, Reggie Wayne. Now, Sky, based on everything you know about this kid, anything jump out to you from a player comp perspective? And then you could dive in a little bit about his fit with the New York Jets.
Man, first of all, DT coming in hot with the AB comp. You know, I was like, I was prepping for this episode and I thought AB right off the bat also, but I was like, I can't go and put a rookie wide receiver in comparison to at least a fantasy football Hall of Famer. We know about AB in the last couple of years, unfortunately, but what he was for 7 years in Pittsburgh cannot be matched outside of maybe Julio Jones within this generation, as DT mentioned. But great comp there. Also, Jerry Jeudy popped off the page more recently as well as kind of a comp, a hands catcher. I like that reference, DT. Nice work. So we're talking about two prolific wide receivers coming out of this year's draft out of Ohio State. Chris Olave also went to the New Orleans Saints. Now, they both together for freshmen. They came in freshmen, sophomore, juniors together. But the entire way, it was pretty much Garrett Wilson actually pacing both of them. Now, just quick look at their profile and who and what they are on their specs. This is pretty amazing. Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson, both 6 feet, 187 pounds, 183 pounds, same arm length, pretty much the same 40 time. Pretty much the same vertical, Wilson going a little bit higher, and the broad jump pretty much exactly the same. So on paper, they're more or less the same player, but they play a little bit differently. Garrett Wilson, to me, is the better prospect. Again, kind of broke out as a freshman. Not a lot of yardage necessarily, but when he was on the field, he was quite dominant and impressive. And then you look at what he was able to do as a sophomore. He was able to garner a 34% dominator rating at Ohio State. Dominator rating is a nerd term for basically the amount of receptions, receiving yards, and touchdowns that a player was able to garner because of their ability to be on the field. 34% is quite impressive there, and very versatile route runner. So again, reminds me of Jerry Jeudy. When Jerry Jeudy came out with CeeDee Lamb, they were 1-2, no question about it. CeeDee Lamb took off with the Cowboys. We're still waiting for that big burst, but it happened. Jerry Jeudy got the Broncos and no quarterback and got injured, and now people are kind of bumming on him. But don't forget how excited we were about Jerry Jeudy as a prospect coming out. I feel the same as Garrett Wilson. And I don't love the landing spot either, DT, but I feel like this year is going to be the first of a few coming up here where the Jets kind of bad taste in your mouth of like, oh, he's on the Jets. Oh, he's on the Lions. I think that's going to start getting rinsed out here pretty soon. These clubs are starting to pick it up here. The Jets last year, surprisingly, guys, this blew me away. Third in the entire NFL in team passing play percentage, meaning 63% of their plays on offense were passing plays. Now, that makes sense. They're behind a lot, right? But still, Tampa Bay, Pittsburgh, Las Vegas, the Chargers, Kansas City, those are the other teams up there. So the Jets are at least trying, right? And they get my guys from the 49ers running that scheme. I do like Zach Wilson. The reason I don't have Garrett Wilson is my number one wide receiver in this class. We've already talked about the other ones, Bob and I. Drake London and Treylon Burks are my 1 and 2. But Garrett Wilson's my number 3, ahead of Sky Moore, because of the player in dynasty long-term. I like Sky Moore with Patrick Mahomes, of course, but long-term with the player, I just think Garrett Wilson's much better. So I do like Garrett Wilson a lot. He would have been my number 1 if he would have landed in Atlanta or Tennessee. But with the Jets, it's still kind of hit or miss for me, and he's got a lot of competition.
Now, there are some opportunities available with Jamison Crowder and players like him and Keelan Cole leaving this offseason. But remember, like we just brought up, DT, Elijah Moore and Corey Davis, we can't forget about him as well, a very solid number 2/3, are both still on the roster. So my question comes for you, DT. Now, we saw last year Chase came into a situation with Boyd and Higgins, and he immediately became the alpha. But then you just brought up another situation with Jerry Jeudy, who had Cortland Sutton and Tim Patrick, who just kind of blended in with them and really didn't do much for fantasy. So which direction are you leaning for 2022 Garrett Wilson?
I'm going to lean probably somewhere in between, maybe a little bit more Jeudy. Jamar Chase, he had that advantage of such good chemistry with Joe Burrow and it being Joe Burrow, you know. I think Joe Burrow and Zach Wilson has a lot to prove before he gets into that Joe Burrow tier, obviously. One other thing, we were talking player comps, and everybody loves a good player comp because we're just shooting from the hip here. But, I mentioned it before. I love Matt Waldman's stuff. And the two player comps that he put on Garrett Wilson, you'll find this funny when Sky and I are talking about Antonio Brown and Jerry Jeudy, which I did see Jerry Jeudy when that was another name that clicked me. It's funny. We must be on the same wavelength here, Sky. But Matt Waldman hangs Corey Coleman, and the other one was Marquise Lee. So,
really good prospects, though. Right. I know they flamed out, but very good prospects, both of them.
Right, and yeah, I think that that's the angle he's coming from was as prospects. Those were top prospects, but, you know, funny that they both busted, too. Not exactly. It's a little bit ominous, but yeah, I'm hoping that he turns out a little bit better than those two.
Yeah, so when you're looking at this, which kind of gets me excited a little bit about where he landed, the type of player he comes from, Ohio State receivers had said some luck, you know, Michael Thomas and Terry McLaurin, and we're still waiting for that, you know, Paris Campbell, Curtis Samuel breakouts, but they're all been good players, have upside in this league, but also rookies under Mike LaFleur. So I looked into the history of this. Elijah Moore, wide receiver 34 in points per game last season, only played 11 games. Deebo Samuel, wide receiver 31. Brandon Ayuk, wide receiver 34. So there's been rookies in this kind of Shanahan, under that Mike LaFleur scheme, that have produced their rookie season. So, Sky, does that give you a little bit more, I guess, excitement, maybe potential wide receiver three? Or do you see Garrett Wilson having some type of ceiling closer to that top 15-20 range?
I mean, ceiling, definitely 15-20. I think he's just straight up better than Elijah Moore. So it's going to be a matter of if he takes that leap. Like, T. Higgins is very, very, very good. And if Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow weren't already homies, T. Higgins probably would not have become the number two on his own team. T. Higgins is a number one on probably 25 NFL teams. But he became a number two because Ja'Marr Chase came on the scene. I think Garrett Wilson can also become the number one before too long, maybe 6 weeks or so, just because of the talent, if he gets the same amount of looks. Also, I thought what was really impressive when I was looking at his profile and things, he played 83% of his routes last year on the outside. You think of a 6 foot wide receiver as a slot guy, and he is ish, but he can play on the outside also. So they can kind of mix and match Elijah Moore a little bit, I think, as well. And of course, Corey Davis being bigger on the outside too there. So ceiling definitely higher. And I do think that eventually Garrett Wilson can outpace certainly Corey Davis at this point, but Elijah Moore as well, if they're getting similar work. And Elijah Moore again did end up missing a couple games last season.
Now let's talk a little bit about current ADP. You know, right now, surprisingly, according to Best Ball 10s, Elijah Moore is actually the number one wide receiver taken out of the Jets at 95th overall. I'm sorry, 76th overall. And then at 95th overall, it is Garrett Wilson. And then all the way down at 175 is old Corey Davis. So, DT, let's get your thoughts on some of that first. Are you willing to buy him at 95th overall? Or do you like Elijah Moore more, no pun, at 76, and you'll take him there instead?
No, I'm not really into either of them, to be honest. I'll probably be passing on both. I guess if I was to take a shot on one, it would be the upside shot on Garrett Wilson, but I'd be hoping he falls a little bit further. I mean, it's changed in recent years for sure, but there's still that stigma of rookie wide receivers, you know, taking some time to learn the system and playbook. And, you know, not everybody is going to be the DK Metcalf, Ja'Marr Chase. I think they're still relatively rare, even though there's been more in recent years with, you know, AJ Brown. I mean, we can rattle off a bunch, but you know, there's still Marquise Browns and then the total duds. So yeah, I think I'm going to pass, take something a little bit more established in those in that range.
Okay. Yeah. It's a coin flip, right? I mean, we talked about this earlier with the Drake London episode. It's a 50-50 shot at best. But let's talk a little bit about Dynasty then. Let's take a long-term view. Sky, kick it down to you here. He's going fifth overall right now in drafts, right behind Kenneth Walker and right behind Jameson Williams, but right ahead of Treylon Burks and Chris Olave. Burks, of course, a guy I know you're high on. So what's your two cents about his Dynasty pick right now?
I'll take him ahead of Jameson Williams. I don't like Jared Goff. I don't love the Lions. Jameson Williams has multiple knee injuries in his history. Yes, he's extremely fast. But again, as a talent, I just would lean – Garrett Wilson. And I do think Zach Wilson is going to take a big step this year and continue to grow. So long term, I would actually want Garrett Wilson over Jameson Williams. So he would be my number four, maybe even ahead of Kenneth Walker, but running back, wide receiver is a different conversation on comps. I'll save for another time. So yeah, he's good for me in the top four, top five, certainly at that point. And, you know, I'm trying to think of like overall dynasty and redraft. Like, I would rather pass on Elijah Moore also, as DT mentioned, and go with Garrett Wilson. But look, I'm not excited to have Corey Davis, never have been throughout his career. But we did see in the preseason and in the first couple of weeks before Zach Wilson went down and Corey Davis got hurt and Zach Wilson came back and got hurt, Corey Davis was seeing like 10 targets a game for about 4 weeks last year. I know there's more competition now. Breece Hall is in the mix, who we're not even talking about in this conversation. Like, there's a lot more happening with the Jets this year. But Corey Davis, man, is a late round flyer. Like, you draft him as a wide receiver 6-7, and he could end up being a wide receiver 3 at the end of the year with big touchdown upside.
Okay. Any DT, any final dynasty thoughts?
Well, yeah, a couple thoughts. I mean, Corey Davis point, I like it. I mean, he's basically free, especially in a best ball league where, you know, you set it and forget it kind of a thing. I think that that's a great kind of flyer. He broke that breakout in 2020. Well, yeah, 2020 in Tennessee. Yeah. I mean, we've been waiting for it forever. So I'm on board there. Dynasty. Well, a couple of snippets. I guess shameless plug for our show tomorrow with Heath Cummings, Bobby. Heath Cummings took this guy in both drafts that I've done with him this offseason. The one we're going to be talking about tomorrow was a startup dynasty mock draft, and he took Garrett Wilson at 47th overall, which, I mean, that seems pretty fair for the kind of upside that we're talking about with the guy that we're coming to Antonio Brown. Aggressive, but reasonable, I think. And then he took him 5th overall in the our rookie draft for our Dynasty Best Ball League, the Razzball Dynasty Best Ball League. So he took him 5th overall there. I mean, I think that's the range. That's the range I'd be looking at him in. And it's, again, we talked about with quarterbacks. It's team build specific. You know, if you need running backs, you're taking running back there. And maybe it's a pretty deep wide receiver class, in my opinion. So if I get a shot at a running back that I like in the middle of the first round or the top end of the first round, I'm probably going to go that direction and pass on Garrett Wilson, unless I've got a, you know, plethora of running backs and I've got the luxury to shoot on wide receiver. But I think that's the right range. What do you think, Bobby?
Yeah, I was going to say the other thing too is Corey Davis does have a potential out after this season. Yeah. So things could open up really quickly if it's just him and Elijah Moore starting in 2023. So I would be more willing to take a shot on Garrett Wilson. But I think top five, right now, number one, you have a lot of moving factors. Kyle Shanahan, those offenses that Mike LaFleur have been under are not pass heavy. They are a run first offense, and they don't always have. I know we just saw Debo blow up, but the problem is, for the most part, there isn't a lot of elite wide receiver ones. Yes, Julio back in 2015 had an elite season, but it was just him. There was no other number two on the team. So I am a little concerned because of the competition in year one. But if Davis leaves because of whatever reason, I think that he is going to be a nice value in Dynasty moving forward. But that's all we have for today, folks. Once again, this was the Razzball Fantasy Football Podcast. Make sure you're following us. And by the way, guys, I looked up some YouTube analytics, and I'm finding that 75% of the people who watch our shows don't even subscribe. So come on, people. We know you're watching. Come subscribe. Come hang out with us. We'll be doing this all summer long. And by the time kickoff starts, you're going to be happy you subscribe to this Razzball Fantasy YouTube channel. Make sure you're also following us on IG and TikTok at Razzball Fantasy. And make sure you're going to Razzball.com to check out all the latest articles we have on football, baseball, hockey, and basketball. Once again, I'm your host, Bobby Lamarck. You can find me at Bobby Lamarck on Twitter. That's Donkey Teeth. You can find him at Donkey Teeth 87. Down below is Sky Gawasco. You can find him at Sky Gawasco on Twitter. Thank you for joining. Once again, folks, we are out of here.